This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Dave Fallon with Providence Business News editor Mark Murphy. Hello, Mark.
Hi there, Dave.
There is a volunteer health care clinic in Providence that focuses on treating people without medical insurance, and it's called Clinica Esperanza, or Hope Clinic. It's based in Olneyville, and one of its founders is with us today, Dr. Ann DeGroot, an immunologist and founder and CEO of Epivax of Providence. Welcome.
Thank you.
How did the clinic come about?
So we were a group of healthcare providers that were very interested in providing healthcare to people who didn't necessarily speak English as their first language, and kind of worked on getting the pieces in place in 2008 and started up really providing healthcare in 2009, mainly to people who were immigrants. But if you recall what happened in 2008, 2009, the Great Recession, we actually ended up taking care of a lot of Providence residents who were out of a job after 30 years and had lost their health care.
Now, again, who does the clinic serve these days?
So we've actually served about 19,000 individual patients, most of whom are non-English speaking, so they might speak Creole, they might be from Haiti, they might be from the Dominican Republic, they might be from Tunisia, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria. We get a lot of Syrians now, so lots of immigrants, lots of refugees, and generally very low income. 80% have incomes below $15,000 per year.
So the staff needs to be multicultural.
Yes, we focus on culturally sensitive and linguistically appropriate care. That's kind of our area of expertise.
Because some treatment may, or the understanding of some treatment may vary with the culture?
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about the folks from North Africa, if they're practicing Muslims, they actually fast during Ramadan, which is about a month long every year. If they're diabetic, you need to know how to manage that. So we actually work with a group of Arabic-speaking Muslim physicians who help us out with that patient population. So we have people from all over who have a lot of different cultural backgrounds as volunteers as well as patients.
And you speak French, and every year you go, multiple times, you go to Mali actually and build clinics, right?
Yeah, that's with Gaia Vaccine Foundation. So, yes, I have the privilege of having a home away from home in Bamako. And I do speak French. Unfortunately, I don't speak Bambara, which is their primary language. And that's really where my interest in developing world medicine has come from. I've been very interested in how we can improve access to care no matter where we are.
Are there things that you can learn from the clinic that you think might translate into just healthcare in general in the United States? Or is it just vastly different?
Oh, no. There are things that are completely the same. I mean, one of the things is the lack of knowledge about health. So there's kind of a stunning lack of understanding of basic nutrition. People who come to this country think that drinking Coke and drinking sugar drinks is just, you know, a sign of wealth. And so they put on 40 pounds when they come here. And then they develop diabetes and hypertension. So one of the first things we did when we started the clinic is to focus on how do we prevent chronic diseases? And we've developed programs like Vida Sana, Healthy Life, which addresses basic nutritional issues. And we teach people the basics of nutrition, and they actually get better and stop being diabetic and stop being hypertensive.
This is The Bottom Line on Rhode Island Public Radio, and our guest is Dr. Ann DeGroot. With the establishment of HealthSource RI and, in general, Obamacare, are clinic numbers down these days compared to when you started up in the Great Recession? Or what is the effect of Obamacare on the people that come to see you?
Well, so we've been able to shift some of our patients to Obamacare, and now they have homes in other clinics. And that's one of the things that we do. We're sort of a portal to the healthcare system, if you want to think about it that way. People are able to walk into our clinic right off the street if they don't have health insurance and get non-urgent health care. So we have a clinic specifically for that that's supported by United Way and Blue Cross Blue Shield and now CVS called Cheer Clinic. It's the Clinica Esperanza Hope Clinic Emergency Room Diversion Project. And there we've seen actually, I think it's 3,000 patients since we opened in 2012. Right off the street, 30% have never seen a physician in their lives. If they're eligible for the Obamacare, we put them right into the Obamacare. We can actually sign them up in our computers at the clinic, and we've been able to put 150 patients into Obamacare through that.
Now, what are your hours? I mean, when do you, you know, sort of, and how do you get people, you know, the medical professionals there in enough numbers to cover whatever hours you have?
There are two things we do. We have continuity of care clinic, which is basically primary care clinic. That happens 2 to 3 nights per week and also on Saturdays. And that's when most physicians and the kind of upper level healthcare providers, PAs, nurse practitioners can make it as volunteers. During the day, we run this cheer clinic, which is run by a nurse under the supervision of a physician, which is how many clinics are run in schools and camps and so on and so forth. And it's volunteer run. So we have lots of people coming in through that portal, but we also have continuity of care patients who see us on a regular basis in the evening.
Are patients at the clinic, Clinica Esperanza, provided with preventative counseling? I mean, you might see something that they think is a basic complaint, but it could be much of a broader situation like diabetes.
Oh, absolutely. So people come off the street and they have a rash or they have something that's bothering them. And we frequently discover that they have hypertension, diabetes. We have people come in with blood sugars of 500, 100 would be normal, and not having ever known that they actually had diabetes. So it's a very common occurrence that we identify a chronic disease when people come in for just non-urgent care. Or they have had diabetes in their own country and they need to be in care but don't have access to insurance and don't have access to a regular clinic. So we see many patients who have chronic diseases in our primary care clinic, but many of the CHEER patients are people who basically have these types of chronic diseases but haven't really identified them. What we do for patients is we focus on prevention. So we do a lot of education. We actually have classes, the Vita Sana classes, and we have peers called navigantes or navigators that can provide information to the patient in very simple terms in their own language. These navigantes also do outreach, so we're in the community. We're not just sitting in our clinic waiting for people. We go work in community centers. We go to churches. We go to health fairs. We run health screens. We do the teaching in the community, and we get a lot of patients through that avenue. In fact, that's one of the reasons why we haven't experienced any decrease in the number of patients.
Now, the services that you're providing, the medical professionals are providing, are volunteer. What about supplies and medicine?
Well, so that's a great question, especially since we're having a fundraiser on Saturday. we do have to raise funds, and we've actually been moderately successful. It's difficult in this economic environment to raise funds for clinics and programs like this, but we've raised more than $1 million over the 5 years that we've been located in Olneyville. And we use those funds to pay staff. We have 8 staff members, including the navigantes, and we also buy supplies. So we don't charge anything. So patients come in, they don't pay anything, but we're able to do many screening tests right in the clinic.
It's called Clinica Esperanza or Hope Clinic, based in Olneyville in Providence. And to talk about that, our guest on The Bottom Line has been Dr. Anne DeGroote. Thanks for coming.
Thank you for the opportunity.
And thanks again to Mark Murphy of Providence Business News.
Great as always to be here, Dave.
I'm Dave Fallon. This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.
Major funding for The Bottom Line is provided by the Rhode Island Foundation, using philanthropy to move Rhode Island forward.